Father's Day on Sunday, we give away a mower, part of our package, grand prize package from Carl's Mower and Saw. If you got a good mower or saw story, we want to hear that. We'll put you in the running for the deal.
Yeah, a bunch of great qualifying prizes too today.
So let's say hi to Brad, listener Brad, first. Now, Brad's story involves his 18-month-old. And this is a mower story, Brad? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so the 18-month-old is...
That's a little young to get him started mowing the yard for you.
Oh, he loves it. He's super into it. He loves power tools, and he's super cautious and careful kid. So we supervise him, but...
Always
he loves the mower.
Always with the goggles on, you know.
Yeah.
Is strapped. He is hooked on to you. Explain that.
Yeah, we have it's called an ergo, and any new parents know exactly what that is. It allows you to carry your baby on the front of you, strapped on. There's no way they can get out of it. I've heard some horror stories about mowing.
Keeps your hand free.
Like pretty safe. Yeah, okay. Hands free. There's no way he can come off. So he's super into it. He's got his earmuffs on, and we go to town. But we have about 3 acres of grass, and I hated mowing. And I finally talked my wife into letting me get a zero turn. I'd heard a lot about them. Have you guys ever driven one of those?
Never driven them, but I've seen
them.
Yeah, they work quick.
Yeah. So it cut my mowing time in half. And so I loved mowing. I went up to Carl's Mower and Saw, got a Husqvarna zero turn. I was loving it, changed my life, and had my son strapped on the front of me, and we had this hat for him so the sun wouldn't blind him, and he hated wearing the hat. He just hated it, and eventually the hat disappeared. So I had him strapped on, and we went to the mower shed to get some gas, put in the mower, and on the way there, I smelled burning. I'm like, what the heck? And I turn around, and on the zero turns, the engine's in the back. So I turn around and the engine is on fire, fully engulfed, on fire. And I jump off. We run to the shed, grab fire extinguisher, come out. And the whole time I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. I've had this mower for a month. I'm in love with it. And now it's on fire. What the heck? So we spray it out and find that the cause of the fire was my son had crammed his hat down in behind the muffler and it caught on fire.
The hat so, he hates.
Yeah, well, so of course we're laughing about it because he hates the hat. Now it's gone. So, but he's 4 now, and he tells people the story. Remember when I was a baby and my hat caught the mower on fire?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
So does my wallet.
That's why I kept that push mower for when you're old enough.
The mower was all good. It was all good. It was just, everything's fine.
Everything was okay.
Just melted the hat.
All right.
Just melted the hat.
Good deal, Brad. Thank you. Brad, you're Brad, listener Brad and Brad Cash, you're going to need to get one of those ergos.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you're going to be going.
Definitely.
And then this is Dave. Now, Dave's story involves, this is one of those zero turn deals. And this one was also, did you get this from Carl's too, Dave?
Absolutely. Went out and talked to Carl. My John Deere that I had for years and years broke. So I was in the mode for mowing on Saturday, and I headed out to Carl's and talked to Carl himself with Josh, and was also going to upgrade to the zero-turn X-Mark that mows, 12 miles an hour. I thought this is going to really get my time down, and hence headed out there to upgrade my mower.
Okay. And then they get now, did you buy this thing, or were you just test riding it on your property?
No, this was just loaded up. Take it home. You need to get your lawn mowed today. See what you think. They drive a little different, and I express my concern in my property. I have a pond, and along the pond is one area that has a not extremely steep bank into the pond, but definitely has some elevation dropping into the pond.
Your golf ball's going to roll back into the water.
Absolutely. You're going to hit the side. It's going to take a dive into the pond. So I said, I'm a little concerned. He says, well, it as long as the grass is dry, don't mow when it's wet. It should not slip in. You should be all right. So he says, just take it home, load it, drive it around, get used to it, figure out, the controls. And I've had skid steers and I have had excavators, so I was pretty good with the 2 sticks. And I thought, all right. So I brought it home and unloaded it and up and down the driveway, around the front yard, no problem. And obviously the pond is just calling my name to just see how this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go out down to the pond, and I'm going around the flat spot, no problem. I come up to the little slope, and I get in the middle of the slope, and it starts leaning towards the pond, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm not comfortable on this. So stop is always good. So I stop. Well, on the front of an X Mark Zero turn, the wheels rotate in 360 degrees. So the wheels rotated towards the pond. The left wheel fell off the edge of the pond, which caused the mower to go forward, threw me into the controls, and I hit full throttle right into the pond.
Right into the pond.
Right into the pond. And I'm sitting there, and my water's up about to my neck, and I reach down and safety first, turn the key off. So I'm about a foot and a half underwater, and I find the key, and I turn that off. I swim out of the mower, climb myself up out of my pond, head to the house.
I was just getting the algae, honey.
That's exactly right. I walk into the house just dripping wet. I said, honey, I've done something really bad.
Get we the just phone. Bought a zero-turn mower.
That's exactly. I called Carl, and I said, Carl, I said, remember that concern I had about the mower? It came true. So, I said, is the roll cage strong enough for me to hook my tractor and pull it up out of my pond? Yeah, that'll be fine. Hence to say, I told him, chances of me buying a mower from you are really good.
So what happened to that thing after you dried it out?
Oh, now that's a whole other story right. For a whole other event.
Okay, all right. So yeah.
But I do have a brand new zero turn.
There you go, yeah.
And it works great.
Yeah.
Be careful of that
nothing
pond.
That money
and the grass
fall.
Stays tall on that side of the pond.
The little hand mower does just fine. Yeah.
Dave, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
You bet. Thanks, John.
Have a great Father's Day.
Couple really good mower stories there. What do you got? Mower or saw? You share it with us. Brad and John at KISM.com.